It's well known that during the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Osar LeChodesh, the 10th day of Nisan, when they were mafkash the Korban Pesach, they were told to equal him Mishsel Lebeis Avos, but Osar LeChodesh Azeh was on Shabbos, and therefore we make a Zecher. And of course, the Tzad asked the question, so why is the Zecher made on Shabbos? The Zecher should have been made on the 10th of Nisan. And I always say that the mitzvah to be mafkash the Korban Pesach was the 10th of Nisan. But the nest that happened, that nobody disturbed those korbanos, that was b'skos haShabbos. The mitzvah of Yikul Lehem was b'osol haChodesh, but it resulted in a nes. I think that our Shabbos HaGodol, which brings, ushers in the Yom Tov of Pesach, is a bimkom of that tense of Nisan, the Yom HaFroshes HaPesach. During the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but only that year, only Pesach Mitzrayim is Mekcho Be'osor, all the other Korbanos, Mafresh the Korban Pesach anytime. That year, the Nisan of Yetzias Mitzrayim began with the 10th of Nisan. We make a Zecher to the beginning, to the bringing in the Pesach by the Shabbos HaGodol, by saying the HaGodol, by the Drosha of the Rav and Yonei Pesach and so on. Now, let's talk a number of inyanim, the kesha to Pesach, to the matzah, the mavo, to the abakrisis, and then we'll touch upon several things in the Haggadah Shel Pesach itself. The Yom Tov of Pesach has something very interesting about it. Even though it's a Chag of Shivas Yonim, beginning with the 15th of Nisan, but actually the Yom Tov begins on the 14th of Nisan. On the 14th of Nisan was the day you were makriv the Korban Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash. And today, even though we don't have the Korban Pesach, but the Issa Chometz begins on the 14th. The Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbis U'Sarim U'Batechem is on the 14th of Nisan. So actually, it's an 8-day Yom Tov. And you see this in Rashi in Parsha Shlach. Rashi brings in the parasha of Tzitzis, at the end of the parasha, all kinds of ramozim on Tzitzis, and he says, Rabbi Shadash, and he brings eight chutin in the Tzitzis, Zecher to the 8 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim from Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Mefarshim explained, 8 days? 7 days! Elamah, you count from Erev Pesach. Aldi Pesachim, after Chatzos, it was also the Melocha, the day of HaKavas Korban HaPesach. So, Erev Pesach was the bringing of the Korban, Hashbos HaShchametz, but the eating of the Matzah, Achilas HaPesach, Achilas HaMatzah, that begins in the 15th. So the Mefarshim explained, and it's based on the Yerushalmi, which I'll mention in a moment, that Erev Pesach is the Eresim. Pesach itself, the 15th, is the Nisuin. When you're Mekadesh Aisha, she's your wife, but you're still not living with her under the same roof. It's only an Ahusa. You need a Chuppah to make a Mutter of Ismanazeh. We do it all the Masachas. But Eresim and Nisuin are two different occasions in marriage. So, Erev Pesach is the Eresim. The Reat Mekudesh is that we make with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And an Arusa is also to marry anybody else. We're also in Chometz. But in the Baal, it's only after the Nisuin. The eating of the Pesach, the eating of the Matzah, that has to wait for the 15th of Nisan. That's the Nisuin. And the Maral points out this idea, and he explains the Yerushalmi. It says, we all know that you're not allowed to eat Matzah Erev Pesach. We just talked about the Chavas HaPesach and the beer of Chometz. Aside from that, the Chazal also to eat Matzah Erev Pesach. That represents the Isser of an Arusa to her own husband before the Nisuin, before the Chuppah. So even after the Kiddushin, if it's before the Chuppah, Bisman HaGemara, they used to make the Echasin at one point, and the Nisun could be 6 months later, or a year later. In the meantime, she was also to marry anybody else, because she's already Mekudeshet. But she's also also to her own husband before the Chuppah. That's the Isser of Matzah. It's an Isser of Chametan and of Pesach, and an Isser of Matzah. So, this Manachet Oseinu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also undergoes such a period. The mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Morah, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, you had all three. And you ate the Morah D'Oraisa as well. Matzah Bizman Hazeh is D'Oraisa, but Morah is only the Rabbanon, because Morah is connected to the Pesach. I thought of Remez to this idea. Why is the Morah tied to the Pesach? And Bizman Hazeh, we don't have to eat Morah Min HaTorah, we only eat with the Vesoklim. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, the Chelus was Bishlemus. We had a Beis HaMikdash, we lived in there, the soil. It wasn't like today where we say Hashata Avdei Lashon HaBor B'nei Chorim. Even on Pesach itself, we still say Hashata Avdei. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, the Chelus, the Ke'ula, was complete. So we had to eat Morah Min HaTorah to remind us of the Tzoras as well. Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, we don't have to eat Morah D'Oraisa, because it's Biyani B'Morim, Elvani Lana. We have an ongoing Morah to remind us of our Tzoras. So therefore the Morah Bizman Hazeh is only with the Rabbonim. With the D'Oraisa, if there's, when you're in Golus, there's your Morah. And we all know the Remez, that Pasuk of Eicha, is Biyani Bamrorim, Tervani Ilano, says the we all know the Remez, the first night of Pesach is always the night of Tisha B'Av. And this is the Remez, when it's with Mashka, the night of Korban Beis HaMikdash is the night of his Biyani Bamrorim. So we don't have today a Morah D'Oraisa. But the matzah is the rice. The matzah is the rice. And I've mentioned a number of times previously, the Ramban's shita is that the matzah is a remez both to the avdus and to the chevus. He writes in Parshas Re'eh. When they were avodim in Mitzrayim, and he brings a raya from the Holach Ma'anya, the Acholo Avosona, be'aro de Mitzrayim. While they were still slaves, they were given cheap bread to eat. But that very cheap bread, that very lachma anya, becomes converted into the lacham of cheres. The next morning, v'yotziyu as avotzei kasher hotziyu v'mitzrayim abus matos kilochomets. So based on this Ramban, I said then many times here, that this explains the whole lachma anya that we say at the beginning of the Seder, and matzah zusha on the ochlim at the end of the Maggid. Before you sit with Yetzias Mitzrayim, before we begin the Haggadah, when we take note of the fact that it's Hashata Avdei, we're still in Golos, we're reminded of the Lach Ma'anya that we ate as Avodim. The Lach Ma'anya, the Yachol Avasana, the Avad of Mitzrayim, we're still Avodim. But after we finish the Haggadah, and we've experienced the whole transition, May Avdus L'Cheres, and we're up to the Matzah Zushonu Ochlam Al Shemor, there we celebrate the Matzah of Cheres, not the Matzah of Avdus, which explains why you have these two paragraphs, Olach Ma'anya, standing for the Avdus, and the Matzah Zushonu Ochlam, the Loshna Mishnah is, Hashem Shenigalu Avoseinim Mitzrayim. But I'd like to add an additional note. It was brought to my attention, I thought of it this Shabbos, in the Medrash, past Shabbos, Tazriya, which deals with the birth of a human being. So the Medrash says that there, the idea of Isha Kisazriya V'yolda Zotho, it's a tremendous neck. And it brings the Pasuk about the Nis, what goes on in the Yetzirah of Avraham. So the Medrash says there are two Nisim. The Nisim of the existence of the embryo B'mei Imo. The fact that the fetus can exist for May Imo is one nace. And secondly, that it becomes born, goes out to Avira Olam. In the same way, the fact that we survived in Mitzrayim is a nace, besides the Yetziyam in Mitzrayim. So it's possible to say, by the way, Rashi says in Masechta Megillah that the Brocha Shmona Esrei, Goel Yisrael, he says, does not refer to the Gula Asida, because we didn't say yet to the Yerushalayim Mocha Barach and Tosho. We still haven't said the Tzamach Tzavad Avdekor. Goel Yisrael means on the ongoing Geula while we're still in Golas. The survival of the Klal Yisrael amidst the bondage, amidst the Golas. So, the whole Achma Anya, while it refers to them, Avdus and Mitzrayim, is in itself a nace that we survived in Mitzrayim. It's takamachal Avdus, but that group is a nace that we were able to hold out in Mitzrayim. So, the Pesach, of course, is the Shlemus of the Geula. Pesach is more chomer than matzah in Moro. If one violates and is bemazed, doesn't bring the carbon pesach, is half course. More chomer than other mitzvahs asay. But that's, of course, the shleimus of the geula. There's masha beis hamikdash kayim. Today, we don't have a beis hamikdash, we don't have the carbon pesach. The geula is in a reduced state. It's not the real stuff, not the real Geula. So the Pesach is the Shlemus of the Geula, and the Mora is the Reisa. But the Matzah, that Geula which we still have, even though we're back into Golas, but from Mitzrayim we went out, and the idea of Cheiros is within us because we received the Torah, we became Avdei Hashem, that's the Matzah. Now, let's spend a few moments on the mitzvah saseh of Sipo Yitziyah Mitzrayim. The Meforashim asked a good kasha, why did you make a bracha on this mitzvah d'oraisa? You make a bracha even on mitzvahs which are mekayim v'dibur, lo mashal sviras ha'omer, halel asher ketonot mitzvot v'tzivonu. So not only a mitzvah which are mekayim with your hands do you make a bracha, but a mitzvah that you're mekayim with your mouth. Sviras Omer and Halal. So why not Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why don't we make Asher Ketonot Mitzvot of Mitzivonu? This Vasemes gives a push at the Terech. There are a lot of terutzim. The Gemara says in Avei Pesachim, Omer Rav Nachman L'dor HaAvdei, Avdei B'mapiko, Avdei L'cheirah. What should he do? If a master freed his slave, well, of course he should thank him, he should be Meshabayach him. He says, you just now gave us thy Patrosim Aloma Manishtana. You just now conveyed the whole theme of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rav Nachman told us ever. So Shvasema says, this is a mitzvah with the Seichel is Mechayim. I feel if there were no mitzvah, we should be Mechayim. That Eved said, if a slave is freed by his master, he should of course thank him and sing his praises. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Hakoras Tova. So therefore you don't have to say Vitzivonu. You have to do it without the Vitzivonu. There's no Vitzivonu. This is a mitzvah which the Sefer is Mechayim. Hakoras Tova is an idea that everyone recognizes is a bit upon a person who's done a favor. So the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is one of Shevach V'Hodoro. Hallel v'hodo'o. Hallel v'hodo'o. And that's why, by the way, now will understand better, will understand better the structure of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. What are we doing in the market, in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, where Mesapeh B'Nisim flows at length? Christ Avodah Maginu, Abba Abonim. Then we come to Rami Ovidavi, we don't stop talking, but we haven't yet uttered a word of thanks. We've said, this happened and that happened and all the things that happened, but the expression of gratitude doesn't come until the end. And you incorporate the first two Tzvachim of Hallel in the Magid to bring out this idea. Because there are two inyanim here. One is the Sipur B'Nisim in the flow. Hallelujah Hashem Kol Goyim. When you see such Nisim, even the Mesolim have to sing the praises. The Nisim. But besides which, Gavar Aleinu Chasto, the Hakoras Tova to express. So in the beginning of the Magid, when the Sapa B'Nisim in the flows, but the articulation of the Hakoras Tova, expressing the thankfulness of Kol Yisrael, and to sing the praises of Hashem as a gratitude for Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's at the end of the Magid. That's the climax of the Magid, perhaps you could say. So the mitzvah has a number of elements: the Sipur Hanisim, the Hakoras Tova, the Hallel, and it's all part of the Magid. The Birkas Hashir, the fourth coast, which is the rest of the Hallel, and the Nishmas, takes the idea of the Hodor, of the Hallel, and amplifies it, not only to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but hello! What are we saying in Nishmas every Shabbos and the Haggadah? What's the theme of Nishmas? All the wonderful things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us every moment of our life. Right? On everything. Is it anything specific that we... Yeah, we mention so many things. Everything. So every moment of our lives it challenges us to sing Nishma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Hallel, which we say at the end of the Magid, which is specifically referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Betzeis Yisroel and Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov and Yam Lois, the other part of the Hallel is a general Hallel for everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why you would say the Nishmas. If you study the Nishmas, you'll see that it refers to everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us at all times. You say me mitzvahim galtonu, me beis avod of disonu, but then, v'rov zantonu, b'tavu kshol kaltonu, mecharivu taltonu, mitem lakutu, ad hein azavunu rachmecho, lo azavunu chasadecho, v'al tichin v'shavun letzach. So therefore, evorim shepilakta bonu, v'shavu shepilakta, hein, yoridu v'vorku, v'shavu v'shavu v'shavu, and everything, kolatz mosei tamano, asher michamoka, everything. The Nishmas is an elaboration of the Hallel V'Hodor, which starts off with Yetzias Mitzrayim, to all facets of life, to everything. The Arba Kosa are connected four different mitzvot: Kiddush, the Haggadah. They're not different mitzvot, they're all part of the Seder. The Birkas Hamazon and the Birkas Hashir. And the Meforshim say they represent the four osiyos of the Shem Havaya. Yud Kei Vav Kei. The second letter is a Hey, the fourth letter is a Hey. Hallel, Haggadah, Hallel. Haggadah, Hallel. The first Hey comes after the Yud. Second Hey comes after the Vav. from Yetzias Mitzrayim, you will graduate to Bichas Hamoz and the Koshlishi and the Hallel for everything. But isn't it interesting? The second letter and the fourth letter of the Shem Havaya is a Hey and a Hey. One is Haggadah, the other is Hallel. Two Heys. The Gemara says that the four kosos are connected not some to drink, but kol chodah neved b'mitzvah, the Gemara says. Arba kosos takinu rabon and derech cheirus, kol chodah isaved b'mitzvah, which is roughly the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara takes note of the fact that these four kosos are not some four cups of wine to be drunk. They're all attached to a mitzvah. For example, best example is the first kosos. It's an alba kosos, right? But it's Kiddush. Kiddush you make every Shabbos for Yom Tov. The second kos is not some to drink. It's at the end of Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's connected to the mitzvah of Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The third kos, benching, Birchas Hamazon is a mitzvah all the time. So the kosos are connected to mitzvahs. And the fourth kos is Birchas Hashir, which is a special mitzvah on the fourth kos. So there are two ideas in the Arba kosos, the drinking of the kosos and connecting them to the mitzvahs with the Mekayim, Kiddush, Haggadah, Birchas Hamazon, and of course the last Hallel, what the Mishnah calls Birchas Hashir. By the way, in connection to what we said a moment ago, the second Hallel and the Nishmas, what is the bracha at the end? The general bracha of Yishtabach, or Yehalalucha, two shittas in the Gemara, 2 days of Shulchanot. Some people end with Yishtabach, some people end with Yehalalucha. These are brachas which you make all the time. After every Hallel, you say Yehalalucha. Every morning after Pesukah Nezumah, you say Yishtabach. And that's on a general Shavuot Vayedor. So you see that the fourth, the last part of the Hallel and the Birkas Hashir, which goes beyond Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a general Shvach Vodo and Hallel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the four kosos, coming back to what we were saying, are connected to mitzvahs. I think this brings out a certain idea that the Cheirus of Yetzias Mitzrayim has to lead to mitzvahs. Where do you see it? Perhaps best in the Rashi and Chumash on the Pesuk Ba'avozer Osa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. And the word Zer means of course Zer, something you can point your finger to, right? So Rashi says Ba'avozer Ba'avosh HaKayim Mitzvotov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim Ba'avozer, here for mitzvahs, to be Mekayim mitzvahs. So Cheirus isn't an end in itself, it's there for the mitzvahs. That's why you have that the kosos are connected to mitzvahs. The drinking of the kosos, the Gemara calls derecheirus. The enjoyment of the kosos is to show ribnei chorin, we make our seiver. And the Gemara has certain dinim connected to the cheirus. It has to be enjoyable wine. It can't be too strong. Derecheirus, it has to be drunk. But it has to be mitzvahs, bavuzer. So therefore the Chazal say, Arba kosos takina rabona derecheirus, kol chav neved b'mitzvah. Because the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim of the Cheirus is to be Mekayim mitzvah. Now, let's come to the Seder. It's an interesting word here, Seder. Seder Leil Pesach. And of course, the Tam is because it follows an order. And the Rishonim, Talmidei Rashi, the first place it's mentioned is the Machzor Vitri, wrote the Kaddish Ochatz Karpas Yachatz to show that the mitzvahs of the Laila are to be performed with a Seder. This is not a hodgepodge of mitzvahs. It has a Seder. The Mephoshim explained that even though the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Chutz L'Derech HaTeva, but the Nisim also follow it. We don't see the Seder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't appreciate it, but there is a Seder. In other words, it's a method of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga, even the Hanhoga Chutz L'Derech HaTeva. We can see the Seder of the Teva. We can predict the laws of nature We understand today, especially the laws of chemistry, the laws of physics, the laws of astronomy, the laws of biology. We know there's a Seder in the Teva. We don't understand what's going on in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unhug of the world. But the Nisim, but after they all happen, in retrospect, we see how everything falls into place. That it's all with a Seder. The B'shas Ma'asa we don't see. We don't realize. We don't see how these things fall into place. But there's a Seder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim. And the Gula HaSida that will follow the same pattern. Now, for example, we can say, Dam Tzvadei Akinim Orov, it all led somewhere, right? It led to a certain tachlis. But when can you see its meaning afterwards, in retrospect? But B'shas Meiser, B'nai Yisrael and Mitzrayim, they saw a mark of Dam, but did they see what's going to happen tomorrow? Do they know what's going to be afterwards? La'acha Maisa, you understand the Seder. But when you're in the throes of the problems, you don't see the Seder. The same thing, it will be true about the Gula HaSida. Now we don't understand, today it's HaNistoros LaShem HaLekeinu, or the Tzoros of all the years of Golas. We don't seem to understand, we can't trace the pattern of Gula. Then we'll see how everything fell into place, how everything made retroactively, we'll understand everything. So this is the idea of the Seder, the Rabban Shlom's Nisim, the Dalet Meyeshonon, the Chishev Esakeit. Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't understand. He had the kindness of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Lama harayos alam azeh. Hey, what's going on over here? You're sending me to take the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim and things are getting worse instead of getting better. He had a big kasher. He didn't understand the Seder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Atasidah, when it all comes to a conclusion, you'll find out what the whole Mahalach was. So, and this is why I think also we find the stress in the Gemara. You have to make a heker. You have to somehow induce children to ask questions. For example, the karpas we eat, the shnei tibulos. Why do we eat? You know, in order to induce them to ask questions, to make a heker. Why do? What's behind this? Of course, the posh the tam al pi alocha, it should be ki yisholcha b'vincha, right? So, well, why can't we teach them the Marishtar like we do today? Why do we have to make all kinds of shinuyim? The answer is we want to show. These children don't know what's going on. That's why they're asking questions. Neither do we. In terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans for the future, we're like these tinokos that are asking questions. Why do we do this? Why do you do that? Why is this happening? Why is that taking place? We're the twin, who's a pinot? Mishayim bo das. We also don't have any das. We don't know. We have no valid explanation for all the hanhogas that go on with the pious law throughout all the years of the Golas. So we're like the tinokos that ask questions. So the Chachamim were misaki in them when it comes to Seder Leil Pesach. They want to give us a vivid demonstration of the of things happening and people asking questions. Havos, Haven, why is it all taking place? Of course, we the adults know the answers. We're smart because it has all happened to us already. So we're able to know. They're children, so they're asking questions. We're the adults. We know the answers. Why do we know the answers? Because it's given to us in the Torah. Because we already experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in terms of the Gula HaSida, we're still asking the questions. We're still like the Tinokos who ask these questions. Which brings us to some of the Inyanim in Seder Leil Pesach. The first Hekel that you make, probably, Well, we'll soon talk about the Urchat, but let the Urchat is made for the purpose of the Kabbalah. Why do you eat Kabbalah? Make Shnei Tibulim. The Gemara says, you make the first Tibul before the Suda, and that itself is something strange, which we never do. In addition to which, we make a Tibul Sheni, so the Tinoch asks, but the Tibul Rishon is already something strange. There's a Tibul Rishon, and then there's a Tibul Sheni, Shnei Tibulim. So I think, it occurred to me, that these Shnei Tibulim, and I think it works out beautifully in the Lashon of the Torah, stand for the Avdus and the Inu. There was Vavodum and there was the Inu also. Avdus means servitude. By Avidu Mitzrayim Mishnei Yisrael Beforach. And we know Karpa stands for Samach Perach. Shishim Ribu Jews were in Perach. That's by Avidu. Now the Gemara says, and the Medrash in particular, that Perach was Lav Davke, excruciatingly hard work, even though the word Perach. They told them to work hard. They promised them wages, they didn't pay them. They told men to do women's work and women to do men's work, says Chazal. So by Avidu Mitzrayim is Bnei Yisrael Beforach Perach. That's the Tibul Rishon. That is Mei Melach, right? It's not the Moro yet. The second Tibul is by Moros Chayayim. So the Shnei Tibulim of Pesach, I think, correspond very neatly to the concept of Avdus, by Avidu Mitzrayim Shnei Yisrael, but it wasn't such difficult labor, because as I'll say, before, because they were a little lenient with that Perach. But then came by Moros Hayayim, that's the Moro. The Moro, Yedip Mecharoses, Zecha Letit. That's the when they worked really hard, when it was Chomer Uveinim and Avod the Besoda. But the first Vayavidu is the Avdus. Then comes Vayemoru, Vayavidu, Vayemoru. That's the Tibul Rishon and the Tibul Sheni. There's this interesting thing which we do Pesach night. And it's not really explained in the Rishonim. Urchatz. Now we all know, we wash the Tillis Yadayim without a broth. So why do we wash the Tillis Yadayim? Because the Gemara says that if you eat kol shetibulo b'mashke, even a vegetable that you dip in water, you should make the Tillis Yadayim. But that refers to all year round. And with Mala Gemara, they used to wash for Netilas Yadayim any time when they ate Lava Shetibula B'mashke. Say the Rishonim, how, and it is Dinah Shulchan Aruch. And there are Machmirim B'sman Hazeh even. But the Poskim say, we're not Machmir on this. Why? Because since we're all Tmei and Mesim anyway, we don't eat Chul and B'tahara anyway. So therefore, what's the use of making Netilas Yadayim? We don't eat B'tahara anyway. So most of us, when we eat a vegetable or a fruit and it's dipped in water, it becomes wet. You eat a wet apple, huh? You eat a wet pear. According to the Gemara, you have to make Netilas Yadayim. We don't do it. Most of us don't, at least. So the Mogen Avraham is Mekel and Rav HaPoskim is Mekel. Comes Pesach, Urchatz, right? Some one of Shem. Why Pesach night? This is a halacha. So the bracha we don't make, even those who make the Tillis Yadayim all year round don't make a bracha. It's Mepeirish and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Ches. You eat today, even those who are machmir to eat, Dovah Shetibula B'mashke, with the Tillis Yadayim, but you don't make a bracha. Pesach, you make Urchatz. So the Behetiv says in the Chayodim, put to make the Heker. Since we want to make all kinds of hakerim, the tinokos, so we make the urchat. If we make urchat Pesach night, if you're eating a wet vegetable, you should make it all year round. No, All year round, we don't do it for, to make a hecker. But I think you can give an additional talus, an additional talus, based upon a certain Rosh in Avi Psochem that says, I'll make it the Kitzur. The Rosh says that the more we dip in Charoses, and the Gemara says, why do you dip it in Charoses? To somehow to neutralize the sharpness of the Moro because of Sakona. Says the Rosh, it's not such a big Sakona. You know, if you would eat the same Moro another time, you wouldn't dip it in Charoses. But if you're doing it for a mitzvah, you want to take care of all the Charoses. The Pharaoh, he brings it B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah. In other words, it's a Hidol mitzvah when you're doing it B'Shem mitzvah. So even something which you're not choshesh all year round, when you do it the shemitzvah, the moro as a mitzvah, then you dip it in charoses because to kill the sharpness, because since it's an achilas mitzvah, we want to be yotel l'chol adayis, even though it's a remote sakrona. I think the same thing, to a lesser degree, is true about the karpas. Karpas is a heker. But it's part of the general Seder, isn't it? If you do it as a mitzvah Seder, then we make the machmer to make the Tilis Yadayim. All year round, if somebody eats a vegetable, he eats it once a week. It's not part of the mitzvah of celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if you eat karpas as a chelik of Seder Leil Pesach, then we mahader to do it b'shleimus with the Tilis Yadayim. So not only do we make the urchatz because of the hekeh, we make the urchatz to do everything in that's connected with Seder Leil Pesach, l'chol hadeis, l'mahadrin. So we eat karpas l'mahadrin. What's the mahadrin? You make the Tzilas Yadayim, to be a mitzvah l'mahadrin. Kosher l'mahadrin. Now the yachatz. I keep on saying this all the time, but it's so true. There's a big kasha to ask from the yachatz. I don't know why they didn't make a kasha out of this. Why do you break the matzah? You have to eat a prusa in the kazayis matzah, so take 2.5 matzahs to begin with. Why take 3 matzahs and break them to 3? Tavitz is. Because the larger pieces of the matzah you're going to make tzafon, right? You're going to hide it. And you're going to eat for the afikoman, the end of the seder. Afikoman is zeichel legula asida, zeichel lepesach. When will we eat that carbon pesach? Lishon abo b'Yerushalayim, b'zman sheyibon abeis hamikdash. So therefore we want to show that the smaller part of the matzah and the larger part of the matzah, one stands for the Geula of Mitzrayim, one stands for the future of Geula, and both pieces together make up one shleimus, one whole matzah. So that's why, as long as we're not up to the Afikoman, so the Afikoman is hidden. Anistoros Hashem Elokeinu. It's hidden. Tzofon. Tzofon. It's not there. Because it's a remes to the Geula Hasida, and that's why we make the yachatz. Now, the sip of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Magid Kol Halayla. And the Mephoshim say, even though it says, Bavorzeh lo amati ala b'shor sheyesh matzah moro menochem lefanecha, so it's the mitzvahs and the zman achilas matzah, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was sitting there and Rabbi Eliezer was sitting there, and they hold the Masechta Brachos that achilas psachim is at chatzos, and the Gemara says so matzah is also only at chatzos, and yet they also are mesapa b'tis mitzrayim kolosa alayla, even though it's past the zman of achilas matzah. Teretz is kol amar b'lesaper areza mishumach, even beyond this man. The mitzvah begins at the Zman of Achilas Matzah, but it can go beyond. Arai, right? That's why Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah, who both hold that the Zman of Matzah and Pesach end at Chatzos, Rabbi Kiva holds Kol HaLayla. But they hold at Chatzos, they also were Mesapa Metzias Mitzrayim, Kolos or Halayla, because Kalamal Be'arez and Meshubach even extending beyond the time of Matzah Moh Menachem Lefanecha. And a raya to this is from the fact that even we, meaning Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you can Zman Matzah is Kol HaLaila, but they went with their Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim beyond the Laila. The Talmidim didn't tell them stop when it becomes day. What did the Talmidim tell them? Rabbi Sayin was years man chiyas b'shal shachris. It's only because they had a link chiyas shma that they told them it's time to stop. But were not for chiyas shma, so they would have kept on being misaper. Ay, it's the morning already. There it is. Kalamah b'lisaper even beyond the time. Kol ha-b'lisaper beyond the time. So the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah. I saw a beautiful vart from the Mesha Chachma on the Abba Abanim. A simple vart, but a beautiful diyuk. We know connected Abba Abanim Dibra Torah. So the Torah tells us to elaborate Yetzias Mitzrayim, to explain rather Yetzias Mitzrayim to each son on his level. If he's a chacham, you tell him more than stam to sipper, you discuss the halachas with him. A rasha, you dismiss, you tell him, leave it alone. A tam, simply, shen, apsachlo. Connected up, and the Mishnah puts it in the, and the Mishnah says, l'fitato shal ben aviv malamdo. So the rasha, of course, is asking a question, he doesn't expect an answer, right? He's asking a question, but derech zilzo. He's cynical about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Meshech Chochma says, you can see it in the Lashon HaPasuk. The Chochem asks, Moha Eidus V'Achokim HaMishpatim. But if you, that's a Pasuk in Parshas V'Eschanan. And it says there, Ki Yisholcha Bincha Mochar Lemar Lemar Moha Eidus V'Achokim HaMishpatim. The Tam says, Mazos, where's that? That's a pasuk in Bo in the Tefillin Mazos. So the shal of the Tam and the shal of the Chacham is Yisholcha Lamor. Lamor means Hashiveni Tshuva. Brings a Sefri. Where Schan and Hashem Beisai Lamor Moshe Rabbeinu says, answer me. Lamar means I'm saying something to initiate a response. So the Chacham's Shaila is Yisholcha Bincha Mocha Lamar Mo'edus V'Achukim. Likewise the Tam. By the Rosh's Shaila, V'hoya Kiyomru Aleichem B'neichem. It doesn't say Yisholcha. It just says Yom. And it doesn't say Lamar. The answer is because the Chacham is not interested in hearing the tshuva. I mean, rather, the Rosh is not interested in the tshuva. The Rosh is interested in the statement that he's making. It's not a shaila, it's a statement. Exclamation mark. It's not a question, it's a statement. So you see in the Rosh in the Pasuk that he's a Rosh. And that's why he deserves the kind of answer. This, let me skip for a moment. So you see from the Tana and the Haggadah, of course, that Tzeul Mad, you've got to learn this, it's not apparent from the parsha. Now the Mishnah says that we have to incorporate the parasha of Arami Obed Ovi into the Maggid. And the Rambam even adds V'chol Amarech Bedrash Parasha Zuah Reza Meshubach, particularly in this parasha. Not only is Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim in general Reza Meshubach, this parasha of Arami Obed Ovi, and you see it from the Haggadah, because every word is gedarshened. K'mo she'ne'emar, V'yered Mitzrayim K'mo she'ne'emar, B'mesayim Ma'od K'mo she'ne'emar, and so on and so on and so on. What is the K'mo she'ne'emar? Of course, we're darshening every word. Tzei Ulmad. So the Tzei Ulmad refers to the whole parasha, but you see from the Nusach of the Haggadah, in particular, Tzei Ulmad, the first three words. Arami Obed Ovi. Ma Bikish Labanara. What shaykhis does that have with Yitzias Mitzrayim? Emes, this question is to be asked on the Chumash itself, not only on the Haggadah. By the way, the same Meshech Chochmah, the same Mechaber, and the Or Sameach and the Rambam says that when the Rambam wrote that you should be marked with Rash Parsha Zu, Areza Meshubach, he says that's really Merumas in the Gemara's Derosha, Lechem She'onen Olav Dvorim Harbe. So he learns Onen Olav Lechem Oni, Onen Olav Vonisa Vamarto. It's the Parsha of Arami Obed Ovi, Vonisa Vamarto. Dvorim Harbei, that's why the Rambam says Areza Meshubach. So coming back to this Arami Obed Ovi, Vayered Mitzrayim, these are two separate ideas. Lavan, Yaakov went to Lavan. Okay, he went to Lavan. And he survived Lavan, and he came back, and he had to do with Esav. We don't even talk about the tzoras of Yaakov Avinu and Esav in the Haggadah. Esav wanted to kill Yaakov Avinu. There would have been no Klal Yisrael. We don't make mention of Esav. We do make mention of Lavan or Arami. Arami Oved Ovi. So what? That happened a long time before they went to Mitzrayim. There's so much. Arami Oved Ovi was when he was living in Lavan's house. But he came back. And there's so much that took place after the Arami Oved Ovi, till the Vayered Mitzrayim. Why did the Torah combine this in one pasuk? Arami Oved Ovi Vayered Mitzrayim. My inyan zeh lezeh. So the Chasam Sofer says, Arami Oved Ovi Vayered Mitzrayim have a profound connection. When Hashem Yisborach said to Avraham Avinu, Ki ger yiyaz aracha beretz lo lahem, va'avodum v'inu osam arba meyo shono. He didn't say it has to take place in Mitzrayim. Could have taken place in any other land. Right? Eretz lo lahem, va'avodum v'inu osam arba meyo shono. So how come they were sent to Mitzrayim? The Golas could have been by Uncle Laban. Didn't have to be in Mitzrayim. That's what the Torah says. And by Lavan Arami, Bikish Lakros HaKol, we wouldn't have survived Taki. Arami Oved Ovi. Lavan was a much more insidious enemy of Yaakov Avinu than Paro Melech Mitzrayim was. Sheparo Lagozer Elol Asforim. But Lavan Bikish Lakros HaKol, Abon Bonai, Abon Oz Benosai. So that's what the Torah means to say. Sure, when we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim and we remind ourselves about the Golas of Mitzrayim and the Haftocha that was said, Tavavinu, the Gzera, Ki Yigeri Yezaracha, well, it could have been a Ger by Lavan. Nah, by Lavan. We were too hamish with Lavan, says the Chasam Sofer. We would have assimilated too easily. In love and society. In Mitzrayim, we remained a distinct people, the Chasam Sofer writes. We remained the Klal Yisrael because the Mitzrayim didn't allow us to assimilate. The Mitzrayim kept on telling us, you are Jews. But Lavan, we were Atzmi Yisrael, Lavan said. So that the Sakona is much greater in the Eretz of Lavan than it is in the Eretz Mitzrayim. So therefore the Torah says, Arami Oved Ovi, Bikesh Lakra, and he would have been an Oved Ovi, Therefore, the Golus had to take place in Mitzrayim. Vayeret Mitzrayim, Vayagosham, Mitzrayim, Ma'ot. In Mitzrayim, it had to take place because in Lavan's house, Itaka, we wouldn't have survived. So by saying the Parsha of Arami Oved Ovi, we're also indicating that indirectly, the greatness that the Golus didn't take place in by Lavan, but in Mitzrayim. David Hoffman says that this Masha Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim, how do we end with the Haggadah Shel Pesach? What is the last pasuk that we say in Arami Yoved Ovi? What is the last thing we say there? V'yotzein Hashem Mitzrayim by right? And that's it. Then we go into the Makis. Right? But in the Parsha, in Chumash, there's one more Pasuk. Which, of course, is why we bring Bikurim. So he says a Chiddush. This, our Haggadah, is, of course, in when we're in Golos, we say Halach Ma'anya. So we can't say Vayvayenu Olam Mokom Hazeh. But when Bismasha based on Mikdash HaYakayim, when they darshan the Parsha of Aravi Yomid Ovi, they didn't stop by the Ba'osos of Amosim. They darshaned also the Pozik Vayvayenu Olam Mokom Hazeh. Vayitun Lonu Wetzorat Azos Eret Zavas Cholav Advosh, which is the compensation for the Golus of Mitzrayim, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to pacify us for all the Yisurim we had in Mitzrayim. But now in Golos, we of course can't say this. So this is the Maisa that we tell about Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Maisa. I'll end with a little Maisa. I heard recently a beautiful little story about the old Gera Rebbe. He opened the door one Motzei Shabbos and he saw his brother, Rav Moshe Betzalel, and other chassidim standing around the shmuzi. He asked him, what are you doing? What are you talking about? He says, they're telling Sipurei Tzadikim, you know, Motzei Shabbos chassidim like to tell Maisas. They're talking about Sipurim of Tzadikim. So he said, I never heard my father, that it is Fasemes, tell him the tale of Maisa. I never heard him tell a story. Except once a year. To this story, he made a lot of hachonis. Made a lot of hachonis. And he put on a white kittel, and that's held the Meister Barabeleza, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbeleza ben Azariah. Once a year, I heard him tell the Meister. Have a good Shabbos and a Chag Kosher v'Sameach.